Thanks for joining us on Take Care, where we discuss health and wellness. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. Our specific focus today is the health of our children, what some are calling the I generation and Gen Alpha. We turn now to the latest in health.
More children are being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. By some estimates, the national average is up 19%. According to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, autism now affects 1 in 59 children. That's up from the previously reported 1 in 68.
We spoke to a pediatric psychologist and autism researcher who leads the CDC's New Jersey autism study to get his take. Dr. Walter Zaharodny is an associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics at Rutgers New Jersey Medical School. He says the increase is a significant change and one that could continue.
We've been tracking autism now for 15 years, and we have additional information based on some pilot studies with four-year-olds. And that information, together with our trend exploration, suggests that we haven't yet peaked, that autism prevalence will be higher.
Zaharodny says there isn't a clear reason why more kids are being diagnosed with autism, and in fact, he says some children may be missed.
I guess I would emphasize the importance that we do indeed continue having universal autism screening at 18 and 24 months. I guess I would add to that that it's probably also useful to screen at 30 months or 32 months, because it's clear that the current screening procedures are missing children who are positive for autism.
Zaharodny said that there's still room for improvement in screening methods. Tests that are more sensitive to detecting autism and more specific to avoid false positives, especially as diagnoses rise.
There have been decreases, though, overall, in the use of prescription medications among U.S. children and adolescents. Another study from the CDC shows that trend over a 15-year period. We discuss results with Dr. Craig Hales, a preventive medicine physician at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics.
Overall, we found a decrease in percentage of children and adolescents who used a prescription medication in the last 30 days, from 25% down to 22%, with the biggest increase among infants 0 to 23 months old.
Dr. Hales was the lead author of the study, in which researchers also looked at trends when it comes to different classes of medications.
We found that asthma medications, antibiotics, and ADHD medications were the most common types of prescription medications used.
The study showed that kids today are being prescribed fewer antibiotics, antihistamines, and upper respiratory combination medications, while the prevalence of asthma medication, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medication, and contraceptive use increased in certain age groups. Significant differences were also seen when a child's insurance status came into play.
For youth that had some type of insurance, 23% of them were using at least one type of prescription medication, whereas only 10% of the uninsured kids were taking a prescription medication.
Dr. Hales and other researchers don't know why that is. For example, they don't know if the uninsured children needed a particular medication that was too costly given their uninsured status, but that could be an area of future study.